Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, another top-ranked opponent here today, but I thought your team got off to a good start. With the exception of that first goal that they scored, your team battled back there in that first period. What was your take there on the opening period?
Yeah, I think you're spot on there, Kelly. I thought, obviously, the first one to give up was tough, whatever it was, 20-some seconds, 17, I'm not even sure. But I thought our response was terrific. I thought we really got our feet going and got a good forecheck. Our D were stepping up. You know, we were creating chances. I liked a lot of things about it. Obviously, the penalties hurt because they were able to build momentum and pull away in terms of the shot tolls there in the first. But overall, I was happy with how we responded.
I was impressed by how Hannah responded there. You know, giving up that goal 17 seconds in, and then she put up 20 saves after that in that first period. She played great there in that first period, but that second period, it just seemed like the wheels kind of came off a little bit. What happened?
Well, it was not so much the wheels came off. We started off killing a penalty, and then we just turned the puck over in the wrong spot, and then the gal just kind of shot it. I think that kind of caught her by surprise, Hannah, because it wasn't a very hard shot. She just flipped it at the net. It was almost like it surprised her and went in. And then the third goal, I thought that goal, we started running around a little bit in our zone. And then they had a line change, and their third forward came off the bench. And our center at the time just didn't have her head on a swivel and saw her too late. And they went back door. And excuse me, that Hannah had actually gotten it. I don't know if it just trickled down on her, but excuse me, Hannah played well. I mean, yeah, she certainly gave us a chance. And it was just unfortunate. We could have gotten out of that period just based on the how those goals went in and what we could have done differently. But it just goes back to, I think ultimately, Kel, we got to score goals. I mean, it's awful tough to – you're constantly chasing the game if you're not scoring. And like I said, you're never going to win games if you don't score. And we've told them countless times that we certainly believe in them, and they have the ability to do it. But you've got to be willing to play hard. You've got to be willing to, fight for lanes, be hard on pucks, be win stick battles. I think that was an area we weren't very good at tonight. We lost a lot of stick battles. We were just too easy to defend, and it's a mindset. It's keeping it very simple. Don't get cutesy. Don't just get pucks to the net. Go to the net. And when we did that tonight, I thought we created some chances. I thought Rayleigh Carney, for being off for as long as she was off, had a really solid game. She was getting some really good shots off, and we just need one of those to leak in, and who knows.
Kayla Santel's another one who's worked so hard, and she had some great opportunities too. Just didn't get anything past their goalie, but I know Gino's line was out there. They looked pretty good. They had some moments. Claire, Reese, it's just got to come.
No, everybody. There's no question. Everybody's working hard. Don't get me wrong. Everybody's. Compete level is high. I mean, everybody's working hard. Everybody cares. They want to win. They're doing everything they can. Maybe, who knows? Maybe we got to make a few more tweaks with the line. See if we can get some things sparked. And the bottom line is we just got to keep getting pucks to the net. Keep going to the net. And eventually some of these things will start going in for us.
Your team had about 14 block shots as well today. That's something that Beaver hockey's always been known for, is just putting their bodies out in front of the puck. What else defensively can your team do?
Well, we talked about after the second period, just make sure you play the system. Don't start running around. Don't start just freewheeling, because I thought we did a little bit of that in the second period. And it's being really disciplined. You got to stop and start. You got to get in the shot lane. And you got to make sure you're playing your position and have your head on a swivel. And, we worked all week about on boxing out and keeping people away from the net. And unfortunately, their first and third goals were examples of us not doing what we needed to do in those situations. And the puck winds up in the back of the net. So, again, make sure you play the system we're playing, play it hard, do those little things. We talk about stick on puck. We talk about getting in the shot lane, heels to the net defensively. We just keep repeating and repeating, And those are the things that they just have, that those habits and skills have to be on display all the time.
What was it about Quinnipiac that impressed you?
They got a nice team. They do what they do very, very well. They're very disciplined. They make it hard to get to the net. They've got those for sure. There's top two lines. There's some really talented players on both of them, and their defense is really good. Their defense. I don't know how many goals they got tonight. I know they got one for sure, but they're active, and she's got a really nice team. Really impressive.
You'll get a chance to watch a little bit of the Sacred Heart and UConn game. What do you know about those two teams going into tomorrow?
Not a whole lot. I think UConn's had a pretty nice year. I know I was just talking to Chris. They got a real young team. I think he said this is going to be their 20th game tonight. So they played a lot of hockey. He said they're right about at the end of it. He said they're looking forward to the break. And I know Sacred Heart played at Mankato earlier in the year, but other than that, I don't know a whole lot about them. They play in the new one. So we'll get a chance to watch them tonight.
Coach, what's it going to take to get a win tomorrow?
Got to score some goals for sure. That's the start right there. But, we just got to keep battling. This group's been resilient all year long. And like I said, they care. They want to win. It's hard on all of us, but they'll come ready to go tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Kelly.